This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Wednesday, August 28th. I'm Michael Calhoun, and our top local story.
It really is good, guys and gals.
A St. Louis icon, Ted Drews Jr., has died at the age of 96.
Live on the scene.
KMOX's Maria Kina is talking with people at the Chippewa location. Maria?
Yeah, Michael, the history is rich for this storied custard stand. One of the people we talked with, several of them, either they're young and the name Ted Drews doesn't really mean anything to them. They just know that it's good custard, or they're not so young. Take a listen.
I've been coming here for 20-something years.
Probably since I've been born, 23 years, around there.
Mr. Drews, he passed away today. He was 96 years old.
Such a shame.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's such a shame.
Yeah, and one of the other people that we talked with is older than this establishment. A World War II veteran who just turned 100 years old. He's been coming here for 60-plus years. Not many businesses last 95 years, Michael, much less remain in the same family. Live at Ted Drews on Chippewa, Maria Kina, KMOX News.
And Maria, we've gone to our archives to find son-in-law and current owner of the custard stands, Travis Dillon, telling KMOX about the family impact.
Ted Sr. and Ted Jr. both were big on pay attention to details, be at the window before the customer gets there, and get them what they like as soon as possible.
When I was pregnant, my favorite craving was Ted Drews, a chocolate concrete.
Mayor Tashara Jones among the city leaders offering condolences to the family and recalling their favorite frozen custard moments. Alderwoman Shamim Clark Hubbard.
My reaction is, oh my gosh, a legend, a St. Louis legend, gave so much to the city for generations.
And Alderman Brett Narayan.
I've had family come in from all over the world, and one of the first places that we take them is Ted Drews. You know, whether they're coming in from Australia or India, when we're showing off what is St. Louis, Ted Drews is part of what you show off.
And Ted Drews, such an essential part of our culture that it became a required campaign stop for presidential candidates. In 2008, from the archive, John McCain stopped in for some frozen custard after a fundraiser.
This is Kevin Killeen. McCain got a warm welcome from the crowd outside Ted Drews on Chippewa, where he spent about 10 minutes enjoying a chocolate concrete.
It's 5:06.
A KMOX follow-up.
I-55 bridge girders damaged by a contractor have begun to be replaced, while the rest of the project is expected to be done by the end of this year. The damaged girders will delay the completion of the Union Pacific Railroad overpass until next fall. MoDOT area engineer Jen Wade.
Unfortunately, it was the first of the two bridges over this railroad track that need to be done. So when we are finished with the northbound bridge, we do need to switch over still and do the work on the southbound bridge.
Wade says the girders were originally damaged when a contractor was tearing up the old concrete layer on top of the bridge. Know before you go about I-70 construction.
There's road work going on as the first phase of the Improve I-70 project gets underway outside Columbia. I'm Roger Brand. That means if you're headed to the Mizzou game tomorrow night, you may run into delays, extra game traffic, narrowed lanes, barrier walls, and reduced speeds. And if you get there after 7, the game starts at 7. But if you're late, after 7, they're going to close one lane of westbound 70 in that work zone. The eastbound lanes should remain open for your drive home afterwards.
Sports programs across the region are either canceling practices or moving them to early mornings because of the extreme heat. Stacey Morgan is the athletic director at MICDS, gives some warning signs of heat exhaustion.
Initially, they're probably going to start complaining that they maybe have a headache, they're thirsty, they're going to be really red and flushed. That's kind of on the low end. Later on, if you start seeing where people are not sweating, that's an absolute heat emergency.
She says it's important for athletes to drink plenty of water the night before practice, not just during. St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones discusses her split decision regarding two bills which would change the city charter.
Mayor Jones elected not to sign a bill that would eliminate the limit on fines for ordinance violations. Mayor Jones says she didn't sign the bill in part because the Charter Commission was not involved.
The Charter Commission spent months and months reviewing policies and making its recommendation to the board. This particular bill only went straight from the board to the ballot, and I think it needs more public input.
The bill still advances to the ballot in November, even without her signature. Mayor Jones also vetoed a bill modernizing language used in the city charter due to legal issues. The mayor says she still supports the idea, but wants to see it fixed with a clean bill passed. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Marcellus Williams back in court for an evidentiary hearing.
Williams, the death row inmate, is sitting down calmly listening to witnesses talk about the two-decade-old murder of a Post-Dispatch reporter he was found guilty of. The goal of his counsel is to get a reduced sentence. Now, the Attorney General's office in their opening remarks said that the handling of the knife did not matter at the time of the trial because it had already been gone over for fingerprints, even though the Williams side claims it was handled without gloves during the trial. The prosecuting attorney's office had an expert witness who is questioning the motives of the original witnesses who received rewards during that trial. At the St. Louis County Courthouse, Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
The KMOX Business Desk, bookies beware, Missouri voters could decide to legalize sports gambling this November. Professor of Finance at Northwestern University, Scott Baker, tells KMOX legalizing sports betting changes how people spend, save, and invest.
So we see kind of increases in levels of debt, reductions in available credit, increases in overdrafts from checking accounts, and we actually see decreases in kind of longer-term investment, so equity investment.
Baker and other academics studied millions of transactions after sports gambling was legalized in other states. Well, as we continue on KMOX, we are trying to track down what has happened with Q in the Lou, and perhaps more importantly, what it can tell us about the state of St. Louis and the situation in downtown. As you have heard on KMOX, the barbecue festival, long time in St. Louis, that had expanded to other cities, had announced about a month ago that it was returning to downtown, and then on Monday came the news that Q in the Lou had been canceled. And in the Post-Dispatch, one of the folks who are organizing it said that corporate sponsors had concerns about downtown safety. Says that those were sponsor concerns, not one of the Q in the Lou concerns. And since then, we've had everybody from organizations like the Gateway Arch Park Foundation that put on events downtown, the City Hall folks themselves saying downtown is safe. That's not the reason for this cancellation. And we can also point to Q in the Lou organizers putting together festivals in Dallas and Denver. Denver had subpar ticket sales, and the Dallas event was canceled outright, just like St. Louis. So what can this tell us about the state of barbecue and the state of downtown? Let's talk with St. Louis Magazine's George Mahey. Thank you so much for being with us, George.
Hey, glad to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, so first of all, let's start off with, I saw somebody tweet that that barbecue kind of had its peak a few years ago, and the fad is on the downtrend. Is that what you're seeing as the expert who tracks these kinds of things in the area?
Yeah, I thought that was an interesting tweet, totally misguided as far as I'm concerned. There are You know, barbecue's alive and well in St. Louis. There is a place called The Touch of Texas that just opened up a couple months ago. Fourth City Barbecue just opened up a couple months ago. And the biggest barbecue endeavor to date, it just softly opened, it's City Foundry. I'm speaking of Expat Barbecue. This is Gerard Kraft's tribute to barbecue, three levels worth, 16,000 square feet. If barbecue's dead, nobody told Gerard Kraft about it, because this is going to be quite the barbecue restaurant, is all I can say. They're in a soft opening phase. They open officially on September 12th. So, yeah, I think barbecue's is robust as it ever was. If we're talking about downtown locations, Salt and Smoke, which has a location at Ballpark Village, that's the busiest location of them all for them. Always has been and still is. I just checked with the owner. And again, Salt and Smoke has 11, or no, they've got five or six, I guess, metro area locations. Sugar Fire has a downtown location on Washington. That's their busiest location, and it continues to be. So I don't know about all this barbecue is dead stuff. I don't think I'd put any stock in that statement whatsoever.
Now, the other part of this, events in downtown St. Louis, whether crime or other issues are a deterrent, from the Blues Fest at the Arch it seems like here at KMOX, we're at Tucker and Olive, and the park between us and City Hall seems like every weekend it's being blocked off and they're putting up some sort of a stage or some sort of infrastructure for some sort of, fair or festival or 5K or something. Seems like downtown is still kind of the nexus for events.
No question. I mean, City Social, I think, started it off a couple months ago. That was a big street party. Just last weekend, there was a street food festival downtown. Taste of St. Louis was held right at Ballpark Village in early August. No, there's Blues at the Arch, like you just said. There's all kinds of, you're right, they're pretty much every weekend. There's something going on this weekend as well. So I think the festival atmosphere is still alive and well in downtown St. Louis. And I think this whole Q and the Lou thing, I think that, I think we have to look inward here. I saw with interest that their big event in Texas was canceled, that they canceled that. I mean, think about that. Texas, barbecue in Texas is about as big as it gets, right? Texas Monthly has a barbecue editor, right? That's the first and only in the country. If you're going to cancel a barbecue event in Texas, I think there's something amiss there, and I don't think it's has to do with barbecue itself. There might be some operator error involved.
Yeah, and it is interesting that the marketing person for Q and the Lou initially told the Post-Dispatch that they couldn't get sponsors. The sponsors said they were concerned about crime. Then it changed and said, the same person said, despite other reporting, crime did not play a role. Low sponsorship levels led to the decision. So it seems like maybe some of those big companies may be reticent.
And you would have thought that a couple weeks out that all these corporate sponsorships and sponsorships in general would have been nailed down. But apparently that didn't happen. And I do know that one of the big sponsors in these other cities was the National Football League. And again, we don't have that to lean back on here, certainly. So was that a factor? Possibly.
The longtime dining editor of St. Louis Magazine, George Mahey, helping us to understand all of this. Thank you so much, George.
Thank you. Happy to help.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.